practicalities of mission, what sorts of things happen? How does a mission work? Well, you'd make your way down there. Typically, you take public transport, a bus or a train or a number of those things to arrive at the destination. If it's exceptionally difficult to get to, then get permission to go by car. If there's eight of you going, then maybe, you know, from the same church, then get permission. You can go down in two cars. It saves a lot of time messing about. Well, they don't want everybody taking their cars because 250 people on mission could mean 250 cars they've got to find parking for a whole week, you see. So that can get impractical. But if it really makes sense and you can fill a car with, you know, get five people down there in one hit, then, I mean, from here, we'd probably do that in one or two cars to go down to the mission in Dorset, that sort of thing. And there'd be a sort of starting assembly. Yes, Mike?
So what the problem is that the mission ends on a Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, that can be a challenge. Depends where you're going, you see. If it's a main town, then there's going to be trains regularly. If it's out in the country a bit, and it may finish too late to get anyway, you see. So you'll need to suss that out in advance. Or maybe you stay with a host family another night, or you leave on the Saturday. You know, you just got to juggle things to fit. Saturday's usually working day, and there's a finishing service on the Sunday. But if you've got to leave on the Saturday, then get permission of your team leader. I'm sure they'll say, yeah, that makes sense. So go ahead with it. So if you're travelling a long distance, you may go on the Friday evening and stay overnight Friday. Again, you need to ask ahead and get permission, you know, someone to stay with that Friday night or find a B&B. And it kicks off on the Saturday morning with a joint service. Maybe at a cathedral, if they've got a cathedral for the whole area. So it'll be a joint service of 100-plus people. And after that, then your host church would arrange for transport out to the patch you're working in, or you'd follow out by car. So if I'm taking five people down, they may not all end up in the same town or village, so they go off with their host families or host churches, and I might just take one person to the next town. But we'd all meet up again back at that same place or another big church somewhere for a decommissioning service at the end just to give it all to God. And then once you're off with the local host church, they'll sort you out with accommodation and the program for a week. The team leaders will have the program so they'll know what they've got to fit in where. It's quite an organizing job just to get the mission underway, and then the team leader's got to fit, right, we're going to have four people on that one, two people over there. These four are going to do a church, a school assembly or something, and there's a mother's union meeting here. We need four ladies for that. So there can be a very varied program. Everyone's different, isn't it? There's no two missions exactly the same. So, yeah, there's always door to door. Working in churches, right. Yeah, that's true. Yes. Often the churches will put on an event where they invite the public to come in and you'll go and mingle with them and get talking to them and see if a conversation comes about whereby you can explain the gospel to them. Some churches are much better than this than others. I've been to one church where there are free barbecue notices out there and the only people who came were in the church. There are only two outsiders came to the whole event. That's just potluck. But other events, you know, there's kids and face paint and balloon popping and splat the rat and all these things that go on, and it's heaving with people. So it's just potluck and see where God sends you at the time. And just bear in mind, this is all God's work. Yes, Lorna?
Each day split into, like, morning, afternoon, and evening sessions. The ones I've done before, you were, like, expected to work two out of three sessions. Obviously, you weren't expected to work, like, the whole day. Is that the same for TFF?
It's a pretty full program, but you will get half a day off during the week.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't, your team leader might say, Lorna, Wednesday afternoon, you go on holiday, all right? You need to rest. It's quite hard work. It can be very wearing. And normally, nobody's allowed to do 2 weeks on the trot. It's exhausting. You know, you'll know you've done a week's mission, but it's on a sort of spiritual high. It's good. It's hard work, but a fantastic experience overall. But you'll come home for a rest. Whew, you want another day off. So there is a cost to it, you know. It's exhausting, but it's enjoyable. You know, it's been a great week with God and doing his work. And you'll see the highlights of the week as you go through. And you'll see some of the successes where God has broken through. Now, anyone who wants to go on these missions must complete a training event like this one. And there isn't actually a mission next year, but there'll be one the year after. If you want to go on that and you've only done one training school, you need to do two. And then that covers you for 5 years. So if you do 5 years of missions, you want to go on the sixth, then you need to do another training session again, which is fair enough. It's a refresher, isn't it? And it's good to know we've refreshed what we learn, and then we're, yeah, that's right, I forgot that. It's just so we go out prepared and do it right. It's a program we've developed over the years. A lot of work's gone into it, and it really works. It's good. How many of you have actually sent in application forms for the mission, the walk mission itself? Can you just hold your hands up? One, two, yeah, down in Dorset, the Dorset mission. One, two.
No, it's called a walk mission.
It's called a walk mission because we walk around the houses like we did today, all right?
Associates.
It's a TFM mission, associates or the full walkers, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, okay. Was that a not sure yet? You haven't sent it in yet? Okay, so we've got, no. Okay, so that's 14, which is pretty good turnout, you know, out of the people here. That's about 2/3 of you. So you filled in the application form. You need to get a reference from your church leaders. You've done that. That's gone in. Good. They will sort out a CRB disclosure form for you. You prepare for mission by praying, you know, between now and September. Try and set aside a bit of time regularly. Maybe get some people in the church to pray with you, maybe once a week or once a month, just to keep it simmering, you know, and ask the church to pray for you. As the time comes, you get nearer mission time, ask the church to commit to praying regularly. As Mike was saying earlier, you know, you've got an outline program, get someone to pray for this bit, someone to pray for that bit. Because the prayer really does increase the coincidences. On one occasion, down in Devon, trying to walk from this housing estate back to town, totally lost, me and the guy I was with, and we were walking through one of these mobile caravan parks. Nobody about, don't know which way we were going, north or south, and we saw a movement in one of these mobile homes. I'll go and knock on the door. I knocked on the door, lady opened the door. She said, "Oh, I'm so pleased to see you. I've been wanting to talk to you. Come in. We spent an hour talking about Jesus." We didn't plan that, but someone did. You see? So that's the kind of thing, these coincidences just pop up. And it's rather encouraging and exciting when they do. You come at that feeling, "Yes, Lord, thank you." It's great.
An idea on the Sunday before you go on a mission, if you're in your church, and work with a minister and get him to pray for you in the church.
Yes. Yes, good idea. A sort of commissioning by the church. And pray you out off on the mission and pray for you while you're away. And this church commits to pray for us while we're away on mission. And they do. And that's great. And you've got your house groups as well. Ask them to pray. Prayer. Once you've decided to come, please don't drop out. You'll miss a wonderful opportunity. Believe me, I've been on many now, and they've all been great. Been no disasters. It's been wonderful. It changes you, and it'll change someone else's life for eternity. And it's special being part of that. You know, every day, a lot of people die and go the wrong way. And we can save, if we just save one person that week.